The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Going to continue our series of memorable speeches now. We're going to go back to the year 1968 and one of those "Where were you when you heard" moments. Nationwide news bulletins were just ending when this breaking news came across the wires.
Direct from our newsroom in Washington, in color, this is the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite and Russ Hodge in Memphis, Tennessee.
Good evening. Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee. Police have issued an all-points bulletin for a well-dressed young white man seen running from the scene. Officers also reportedly chased and fired on a radio-equipped car containing two white men. Dr. King was standing on the balcony of a second-floor hotel room tonight when, according to a companion, a shot was fired from across the street. In the friend's words, the bullet exploded in his face. Police, who have been keeping a close watch over the Nobel Peace Prize winner because of Memphis' turbulent racial situation, were on the scene almost immediately. They rushed the 39-year-old to a hospital where he died of a bullet wound in the neck. Police said they found a high-powered hunting rifle about a block from the hotel, but it was not immediately identified as the murder weapon. Mayor Henry Loeb has reinstated the dusk-to-dawn curfew he imposed on the city last week when a march led by Dr. King erupted in violence. Governor Buford Ellington has called out 4,000 National Guardsmen, and police report that the murder has touched off sporadic acts of violence.
Soon afterwards, in a nationwide televised address, President Lyndon B. Johnson expressed his shock at the assassination.
America is shocked and saddened by the brutal slaying tonight of Dr. Martin Luther King. I ask every citizen to reject the blind violence that has struck Dr. King, who lived by nonviolence.
A woman on the scene, Clara Esther, saw the moment unfold and rushed to King's side. Years later, she would recall it.
I'm standing there looking up at this great giant in my life. And what sounded like a truck backfiring, but I never took my eyes off of him. I heard somebody say, "Get down, get down." But I saw him being lifted up and thrown back. Lester, I can't tell you how my little feet got up to that balcony, but I remember stepping over his body to where the wound was. I checked for a pulse, which was just literally no beat at all. He had the most pleasant expression on his face. His eyes were open. And you know, the night before, he had seen the mountaintop.
What Clara Esther refers to when she says the mountaintop is a speech King gave the night before his shooting, and one that would echo through history. Throughout his years in the public eye, Martin Luther King made many passionate and articulate speeches. His "I Have a Dream" speech, given before a crowd of roughly 250,000 people in Washington, D.C., is one of history's best-known moments of oration. But today we want to bring you another of his great speeches, this one from the night before he was killed. On the 3rd of April, 1968, King delivered these words from far more humble surroundings than the Lincoln Memorial when he spoke at the Mason Temple in Memphis, Tennessee, in support of striking sanitation workers in that city. It would become known as the "I've Been to the Mountaintop" speech.
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper. Lived in China or even Russia or any totalitarian country, maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over there. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest far right. And so just as I say, we aren't going to let any dogs or water hoses turn us around. We aren't going to let any injunction turn us around. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Wow. And within hours, he was dead. Fascinating to hear that speech. Such power, such oratory. You just don't get that anymore in the US, do you? When you think of the current batch that they have, that kind of oration isn't there. Obama did have it. Clinton had it. I mean, even Bush had it to a certain degree. Not now. Definitely not now.